I don't know her either. Let's try for a twofer.
Please select mode of death. Quick and painless, or slow and horrible.
Yeah, I'd like to place a collect call.
You have selected slow and horrible.
Great choice.
We'll be right back.
amazing stop and drop, America's favorite suicide booth since 2008.
Gentlemen, is it just me or my balls itch? So this guy walks into a bar and says to the bartender, "Can I use your phone?" Bartender says, "Sure." So he wipes his ass on it in the bar. What? Shit. Just told you the punchline. Been telling this joke so fucking long I knew I'd fuck it up. Anyway. Want to hear something really weird? So there's this man, and he lived his whole life on Earth, and his name was Mr. Stevenson. When Mr. Stevenson was 8 years old, he asked another little boy if he would like a Hertz donut. The other boy said, yes. So he hit him on the arm, and he said, Hertz donut. 5 years later, Mr. Stevenson asked another boy, about the same age at that time, if he would like a Hertz donut. When the boy said yes, Mr. Stevenson stabbed him over and over again in his eye and his cheek with a pencil, saying, Hertz donut. Over the years, Mr. Stevenson did very well in school. On graduation day, he was sat next to another young man who, like Mr. Stevenson, had earned high marks. When he asked the boy if he would like a Hertz donut, the boy said, not if you're going to stab me in the eye with a pencil. I wouldn't even touch it, said Mr. Stevenson. So when the boy agreed, he presented him with a photograph of the young man's fiancée at a bachelor party on some guy's table, fucking herself with a beer bottle. As tears filled the young man's eyes, Mr. Stevenson was heard to say, Hertz donut. A few years later, Mr. Stevenson got a job as a sales clerk in an electronics store. Within a year, he was caught stealing and immediately incarcerated. When he asked his cellmate if he would like a Hertz donut, his cellmate said, yeah. So he gave him a Hertz donut. Over the years, Mr. Stevenson grew too old to take care of himself, so they put him in a hospital. One day, he asked the new nurse if she would like a Hertz donut. In anticipation of her response, Mr. Stevenson began humming, making sucking noises with his mouth. When the nurse smiled and said, I know about you, Mr. Stevenson. Mr. Stevenson blurted out something totally incoherent and began to laugh. I never understood this joke. But then I've never been to Earth.